This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm looking right now.
Yeah?
I don't know.
What?
Wednesday, March 12th.
Okay.
Is the appearance date. So I'd have to call it on Tuesday.
Right.
For jury duty.
Jury duty.
Yeah. I'm hoping I get a real murder trial. There's a chance that I could be on a jury and not even be at the St. Patrick's Day parade if they put me on a big murder trial, Jamie.
You'll be held over for the weekend?
Yeah. I won't get to celebrate with you guys.
Yeah, well, have fun with that.
And my civic duty comes first.
It really does.
Yeah.
We all agree with this.
What do you mean? I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
Nothing.
If it's my civic duty, then I have to do it.
I hope you get on it.
Yeah, well, you know why? You know why you hope I get on it? Because you know what? I watch a lot of crime shows.
Uh-huh.
What a great jury person I would be. I'd be fair.
You would
I'd
be fair. They call you fair and honest.
Yes, they
yeah.
do.
They you're do. Like that weird TV network. What's mm-hmm. that one called?
News Nation.
You're like News Nation.
They're fair and honest.
Yeah, they're fair and honest.
They're right in the middle.
I have no idea where they're located or how to see them, but they're fair and honest.
News Nation. That's me then. Fair and honest.
I know they're somewhere in the universe. Yeah. I just don't know how to find them, but they're fair and honest. Okay, let's get to some of this stuff. First of all, poor Joe Exotic, man. He can't catch a break. I feel so bad
Who?
For Joe. Remember our...
Tiger King.
Yeah, Joe Exotic.
Oh, yeah.
The pandemic, man.
Oh, yeah.
He got us through the pandemic.
He got famous at the wrong time.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Well, it appears that he is begging for Donald Trump to help him. I guess Donald Trump deported his, husband or something. Joe Exotic's husband, he met in prison. They got married.
Right.
And then he was deported.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's just terrible.
They took him away from me today to deport him 2 days before my birthday.
That poor guy. You're right. He can't get a break, can he?
Two days before his birthday.
Before his birthday. He lost all of his tigers, if you remember. I mean, it's just unbelievable to the bad luck he's having.
I'm begging you, real Donald Trump, to let me out so I can go save him. I'll give you my first $5 million I make to get out one of those gold cards. He's talking about the Trump thing, Trump said he might make a $5 million. What is that?
We're having to open the door because it's whistling.
Yeah.
He's scared the crap out of me.
Pretty loud.
Anyway, Exotic is in jail after being found guilty on 21 counts. Mm. 19 pertain to wildlife crimes, while the remaining two pertain to hiring a hitman to kill Carol Baskin. He was sentenced to 21 years imprisonment in 2019. He is currently incarcerated at a federal medical center in Fort Worth, which is also where he met his husband, fellow inmate George Marquez Flores, who now has been deported.
Yeah.
Man. 2 days before your birthday and your husband's deported?
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't see that coming, do you?
Well, I didn't know they were deporting people that were in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's news to me, too.
Yeah, if you're illegal and you've committed crimes, then boom.
But, I mean, he was in jail. That's really interesting.
They've gone into the jails and getting
people. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right.
Not every state, but certain states.
Millie Bobby Brown, man, people were going after her and Kylie Jenner. They're saying that these young girls are aging way too fast and that they're doing stuff to their face. She's 21. She grew up on television, and so did Kylie Jenner, pretty much. And now that everybody's seeing them, you know, get work done at 21, they're calling them old and hags and all this stuff. So Millie Bobby Brown, she hit back, and it's number, I don't know what number it is. It's, if you see it, just play it. You got anything?
I'm looking.
I want to talk about some of the articles that have recently released while I'm on my press tour and some of the writers who are so desperate to tear young women down. One article reads, "Why are Gen Zers like Millie Bobby Brown aging so badly?" Written by Lydia Hawkin. "Millie Bobby Brown mistaken for someone's mum as she guides younger sister Ava through LA." Written by Cassie Carpenter. "This isn't journalism. This is bullying. The fact that adult writers are spending their time dissecting my face, my body, my choices is disturbing. And the fact that some of these articles are written by women makes it even worse. We always talk about supporting and uplifting young women, but when it comes down to it, it seems a lot easier to just tear them down for clicks."
She sounds very fancy.
She does. I think when you're in the public eye, though, you can't let certain things bother you.
Yeah.
You know, if we went off of Textnado and things that are said about me and Jamie, oh boy.
But it has hurt my feelings a few times. I'm not going to lie. And I'm not 21. I bet at 21 it really does get to you. You know, but sometimes, man.
They can be mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Sometimes you take it home with you. Yeah. You try not to, but you do take it home with you. And then you start putting on some anti-aging cream. And you like soak your whole face in it. And then you look up and you're like, it's just not going to work.
You have nightmares about the text sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, and we tear each other down, which is super fun too.
We get it from all angles.
Yeah. We've toughened up.
Yeah.
And I think Millie Bobby Brown will tough it up one day.
Yeah. But I mean, there is something to be said. I do think that Kylie Jenner looks older than she is. You know, she's had some work done and everything, and she looks a lot older. But she also is kind of doing her hair in that older way. So I don't know. There's a lot of stuff out there. And I mean, I can't believe that people are getting procedures done in their 20s, but they are.
Yeah,
it's crazy to think about that.
I went out to Los Angeles, and my friend, she was 25 years old, and she'd already had a brow lift. Wow. At 25, and liposuction, she's a playmate, and she had a brow lift and liposuction on her arms, and she was a twig, an absolute twig.
No kidding.
And she already had.
That's hard to even think about.
I know, right?
I think there are some people at 21 need it. I've seen a few. Yeah.
Oh my.
Could use it.
Really?
I think it did wonders for Kylie. I think it worked out for her.
Okay, you're not wrong.
I'm telling you the truth.
Her
she looks better now than she did before.
Her befores and afters are shockingly amazing.
I just
amazing.
Have the nads to say it on the air.
You're not wrong. Because her befores.
She looks better.
Because remember how her nose and her.
Yeah. And if you think about it, her looks is her marketing. It's her business, man. It's worth millions of dollars to her. And if it were worth that to me and I'm 21 and I could use a nose job, no problem. Get her done.
No, all she did was a lip kit.
No, I'm saying me, my nose. If I had to,
that's all just a lip kit that she sells. She's never had any work done, but that is a great plastic surgeon.
She looks good, doesn't she?
Yeah, she really does. I mean,
I think it's helped her a ton.
She does look older. I do have to admit from her, you know,
I agree.
The other way she looks, but she looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Man, that's hard to say.
I think that guy she's dating though could use a couple of cuts on the face.
He needs some steroids.
Yeah, he needs
something. A sandwich.
That poor guy, I tell you.
Man, they were giving him rave reviews for his suit, his yellow suit. People loved it. His banana suit.
Yeah.
They absolutely thought it was amazing and how daring of him and all this stuff that he looked fantastic. And I was like, what in the hell? I will say that Kylie Jenner did one cool thing. So when they panned to him because he was up for best supporting actor or actor. He was up for best actor. And so when they called the names, she moved and let his mom sat right by him.
Yeah.
So the camera would pan just on him and his mom. And she sat away so she wouldn't get any of the attention, which is shocking for a Kardashian, right? And so she moved out of the way and let him sit right by his mom while they called the name. And then he didn't win or whatever, and then she reset where she was. But she also didn't walk the red carpet with him. So she never walks the red carpet with him because she doesn't want to take away from him.
Interesting.
Mom. Yeah.
Walked the carpet.
Yeah.
So mom's a jinx.
Well, no.
But she sat down beside him and he lost.
He did lose.
Mom's a jinx.
He did lose. I don't know. I don't love that yellow outfit, but whatever.
I mean, it definitely stood out.
I think he's at that point in his career, too, being so young at the Oscars that you're not allowed to say anything bad.
Oh, about his outfit?
Yeah.
Well, I hate his outfit.
There you go. See, it's like me saying that Kylie Jenner looks better.
Yeah,
you know what? We're honest on this show. That's a heart. Would you go out and buy that at Kohl's?
No. But it looks like it's sold at Kohl's.
It does. It doesn't look like it fits him very well at all.
He did not have it fitted.
Yeah.
He went to Kohl's. He had some Kohl's cash.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Sold at Kohl's.
Oh, my God. Anyway, let's see here. Dolly Parton's husband, Carl Dean, has passed away at age 82. Very sad. Very sad.
Yeah, it is.
They were married for 60 years.
Yeah, she talks about their open relationship, too. And here's the way she perceives
it.
I don't think Dolly knows what an open relationship really is, okay?
Yeah.
She says they consider it open that they're both allowed to flirt with other people. But well, nothing further than that.
Open relationships, though, you set your own rules, right? Like, not every open relationship has the same rules. It's what you agree to as a couple at the beginning of the relationship that matters.
I'm not an expert on open relationships, okay? I've never set the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, for example, if I'm in an open relationship, I can cheat, but he can never.
You okay. could set that.
I'm kidding.
There are relationships like that, though.
I guess.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
There's guys who are even into that. They're called cuckolds. They like it when their wives sleep around with other dudes.
What are they called?
Cuckolds.
Did he say cock-a-doodle-doo or something?
No, it's C-U-C-K-O-L-D. Cuckolds.
You're weird.
It's men who like it when their wives sleep around with other men.
He is weird.
Yeah.
Weird. He's always been weird.
Yeah, he's weird.
Yeah.
You're creepy.
Yeah. Those guys are way creepier than me, though. I'm not into any of that.
I would not want to tour your basement.
Oh, God.
Could you imagine what's down there? He's got cuckolds everywhere.
No.
Well, no, those would be men.
Yeah.
Oh, those would be
men. Well, I wouldn't put it past him.
Listen, you cut down one tree, doesn't make you a lumberjack.
Exactly. I'm just saying, yeah. Jamie.
You're allowed to cut down
one
tree.
There are no surprises with him.
I'm looking at a live feed from the Eisenhower Tunnel, and it's a blizzard. It is snowing so hard there. It is insane.
Now, you and I mentioned this earlier with the Dolly story, okay?
Yeah.
I think she cheated. I do. I swear, I think she has cheated over the years. She's away from the house way too much. And Dean stayed home. He didn't go anywhere. You know, Carl Dean, is that right? Carl Dean?
Yeah.
He stayed home.
Well, it kind of reminds me of you and Lisa's relationship.
Exactly. Well, no, not
hard. Yeah, it does. Like, you're like a homebody. You don't want to go anywhere. She wants to go and like live her life and like explore the world.
And she's running like marathons.
Yeah, and do like California. Fun stuff and everything. And you're just like, I'll just sit home and watch TV.
All right, we're done with Tabloid Trash. This segment is over. I'm calling the shots right now. This segment is done.
Lisa,
you know
is
what?
Dulling.
I'm turning the mic off. I'm turning off the mics.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show with the podcast up later after the show. Around 10:30, 11 o'clock this morning, you'll get it on the Odyssey app. A couple of things. First of all, it's National Pancake Day.
Yay!
You go to IHOP, and I'm sure there's others. Village Inn, maybe. I don't know.
I just saw IHOP.
Anybody else got free pancakes?
Anybody that probably
anybody
has pancakes?
Else? Anybody? Can you look it up real quick, Spadil?
Didn't Village Inn go out of business?
Mine did. Yeah. In my neighborhood. I don't know if they all did.
I feel like there's still one in Highlands Ranch.
Really? Just hanging on?
Yeah.
I think there's a couple that hung on. And I also think there's a place called the Pancake House just down the street. I wonder if they do National Pancake Day.
If you ever go get pancakes, go to that Pancake House right here in DTC. They have sourdough pancakes. They're the best pancakes you'll have in your life.
They're on Bellevue here.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, it's a good place.
And a local place, Snooze, they're going to have a bunch of, it's for National Pancake Day. Like a special a menu.
I thought there were several different places that was actually doing the free pancakes today.
What about that Moons Over Miami place? What's it called? Denny's.
Denny's.
Yeah, Denny's.
Oh, you got to figure they're in on the action.
Yeah.
Denny's is a classic, man. Wait, what are you talking
about? Moons Over Miami, and what was the other one they always had? They had two names that were really cute.
Smothered and Covered?
No.
Grand Slam?
No.
They did have a Grand Slam.
They did have, yeah, that's not wrong. Did have. But it was like two cute names.
Moons Over Miami.
And?
Tush Over Toledo?
Yes, that's right. Tush Over Toledo is so good, you guys. You got to get it.
You're so dumb.
What the hell is Tush Over Toledo?
You're Tush Over Toledo?
You got to admit, that's fun.
That was funny.
I mean, that's just off the freaking cuff.
I mean, that is brilliance right there.
Oh, there's a time change weekend this weekend. Jamie and I are not working on Monday.
That's
don't
right.
Don't want to have a heart attack.
We don't want a heart attack.
They say that it's very bad for your health.
It is.
The next 24 hours after a time change. We spring forward, so we lose an hour. That's really devastating.
So that's this weekend?
This coming weekend.
And then St. Patrick's Day is the next weekend?
Yeah.
Man, I'm all confused.
Time change this weekend. St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yeah.
Not St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day is on a Monday.
Oh, my God.
No.
I need a
You're
calendar.
Off just a bit. No. This Sunday morning at 1 a.m.,
okay.
We change time. We go forward.
And that's why we're not coming to work, is because not only is it heart attacks, but it's car accidents.
It's everything.
Yeah. So.
It's everything. So everybody listening to our show, you have our permission to take Monday off.
I mean, we haven't asked if we could have it off yet.
No.
I don't know what our angle is.
Nope.
Like, how are we? We need some studies. We need a wagon and a bunch of like paperwork to show the studies.
Yep.
Yeah.
And instead of working, we'll just meet over at Denny's and have that tush over Toledo. How about that?
Stupid. What?
DJ and Jamie.
I got it.
What do you got?
Remember, I was like, because today is National Pancake Day. Yeah. And so remember, I was like, Moons Over Miami, and then what's the other cute one, right? Well, then everybody texted in, and they said it's named after Carson. It's the Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, named after Carson. Oh, yeah.
Remember the Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like pancakes with like fruit in them and stuff. Yeah.
All right. Now we've solved that, right?
Well, Carson has a big day today.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Man, I got to rush home.
Yeah, he's going to watch the Meghan Markle special.
What's
it
called?
Episodes.
What is it called? It's called the Meghan Markle Masterpiece.
With love.
With love. Yeah. That's how you'll watch it, with love.
Yeah, and I'm going to whip up whatever recipe she's making. I'm going to make it.
Yeah, then bring in a flower arrangement that you did with her.
Yeah, show and tell tomorrow.
Yeah, this will be great.
Today is Fat Tuesday.
Yep.
It's okay to pig out today, right?
It is. Today is the day if you're going to do it.
Now, let me ask you a question. Can you participate and pig out on a Fat Tuesday if you're not planning on doing the Lent?
Oh, I don't know.
Because you know what? There should be. If you do A, you got to do B too, right?
Yeah.
You can't just pig out and say, okay, it's over.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
Well, I am participating in B. Remember, I told you.
Oh, that's right. You're giving up.
I'm giving up a certain flavor of the Trulies.
Right. The berry, cherry berry or something like that.
The one that you hate the most.
The one that I don't like. So the red something. Red. What would that be called? The red one? Anyway.
Passion fruit.
Yeah, something like that. I'm giving that one up so I can pig out today. Yay!
You're giving up the passion fruit, are you?
Yeah,
wow.
I am.
All right, everybody have a great day today. Enjoy your Fat Tuesday. We will see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.